In today's video, I've prepared something a little different. Join me on a visual journey to Pretlčina, Potter Pugh's hometown, as we explore his origins through a series of photographs. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Padre Pio's roots lie in the quaint farming village of Pretlčina, founded in the late medieval period. Describing life in the village, Padre Pio remarked, "In Pretlčina, no one ever had 5 lire in their pocket. But other than money, we had everything." Padre Pio paints a vivid picture of a time when material wealth was scarce, yet people felt content. This is a stark contrast to our contemporary world, flooded with electronic gadgets, where it's not uncommon to see individuals absorbed in their phones, even in the presence of loved ones during dinner. Pretlčina is situated approximately 130 kilometers, or 80 miles, west of San Giovanni Rotondo, where Padre Pio spent the majority of his life. Now, San Giovanni Rotondo is certainly the more popular pilgrimage destination, and understandably so. It served as the base for Padre Pio's ministry, and his preserved body is displayed in a glass coffin. However, one could argue that Pretlčina, his birthplace, is more faithful to the spirit of Padre Pio. You see, Pretlčina has largely preserved its rustic appearance, resembling the farming village as it was when Padre Pio lived there, unlike the more developed San Giovanni Rotondo. Here is a photograph of Padre Pio's family home, where he was born on May 25, 1887. This house is now open to the public, allowing visitors to step inside and witness the simplicity and modesty in which Padre Pio grew up. Visitors can explore the kitchen, complete with the original fireplace and furnishings. Interestingly, there are also utensils that Padre Pio himself would have used. Now we enter the renovated bedroom where Padre Pio was born. You can see the old furniture and an oil lamp. As some of you may know, Padre Pio was the only literate member of his household, so I can imagine this is where he used to sit. This simple room speaks volumes about the values that seem to have faded in the hustle of our modern lives. In a society often pondering where things went wrong, we might find the answer and the expulsion of the basics, God and family life. The day after Padre Pio's birth, his parents took him to the nearby small church of St. Anna, approximately 250 meters or 300 yards from their home. Here, in this ancient 13th century church, he was named Francesco in honor of Francis of Assisi. It was also in this historic church that Padre Pio received both his first communion and confirmation. As we step inside the church, we encounter the baptismal font, now protected by glass. It symbolizes a profound spiritual transformation, a moment when, through baptism, we cease to be subjects of the devil and become children of God. Our goal should be to retain our baptismal innocence, as our Lord warns, "Lest you be like one of these little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This admonition is something worth reflecting upon in our spiritual journey. Additionally, within the church, we find the relics of St. Pius the Martyr, a 2nd century pope initially buried in the catacombs in Rome. These precious relics, donated to the church in 1801, now rest beneath the main altar. These relics were revered by young Francesco and led to the choice of his religious name, Pio. Another site of significance is the Church of St. Mary of the Angels, where Padre Pio celebrated his first Mass on August 14, 1910, 4 days after his ordination. During his residence in Pietrelcina, this church served as the focal point of his pastoral ministry. Furthermore, we come to the convent and church of the Holy Family, a testament to the generosity of Mary Pyle, a wealthy American woman and spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. In response to Padre Pio's request for a convent in Pietrelcina, Mary wholeheartedly agreed. Construction commenced in 1926 and reached completion in 1951. We have a special playlist on the Holy Family. You will find a link in the description below and on the end screen. I highly recommend you have a look. Lastly, we have a photograph capturing the gates that lead to the old part of town, known as the Madonella Door. It was at this historic site where Padre Pio often gathered in prayer with local residents, eventually evolving into the very first Padre Pio prayer group. And that concludes our virtual journey to Pietrelcina. As the saying goes, a picture is worth a thousand words. So hopefully this video brought you even closer to Padre Pio and possibly to make a pilgrimage to these holy sites. Padre Pio, pray for us. Our Lady, pray for us. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.